Here today, and that we can worship the Lord together, come to this table together. And I want to share with you at this time just another name of Jesus. That's not one of the more prominent names, although you're probably very familiar with it because it comes up so often, and that is Jesus as the light of the world. And that means something very specific and very important to us. So I want to unpack that a little bit. And first, let me just ask you a question, because the answer to this question is what gets to how we follow Jesus and why that's important. Do you do things the way your parents did them? Yeah, we got a couple of yes, yeah, babies. Or, no. Well, you could ask your spouse, you know, people you live with. They might have already told you without you asking. what happens with that is you picked up their rhythms of life. And you just, you know, living with them, you just pick it up. Now, maybe you didn't have a good relationship with your parents. Maybe now you don't agree with them like maybe you did before, politically or about the faith or whatever it may be. There may be barriers of different kinds, but there's still probably something in which you picked up in the rhythm of life that you carry out too. Maybe it's your stride as you're walking or whatever. Well, you get the idea. That's how it goes. In our relationship with Jesus, part of what we absolutely want to do is pick up his rhythms of life and do things like he did. That's why Jesus says so often, "Follow me." Jesus is never quoted as saying, "Do as I say, not as I do." He's saying, "Follow me. Here, watch this. See if you can do it." Things like that is what Jesus is getting at. So that we will do what he does. That's what he wants. And so that others will then also do what he does. Because they see us doing what Jesus does. That's how other people pick that up. You may recall from our baptismal liturgy that the parents and godparents will promise to do everything that to shape their lives so that the baby being baptized will know what the full stature of Christ is. That's a big one. And the way you get to the full stature of Christ is by following Jesus, doing what Jesus did, seeing what Jesus did and becoming familiar with it so that you can do it too. It's really how you learn a lot of things. You do what they did. And one of the things that Jesus is the light. So one of the images of Jesus that comes up often is he says, "I am the light of the world." And he's the light of the world, obviously, because he's God. That's fairly plain and simple. He's God, he's light of the world and all that. And it's a huge part of our faith. In fact, we'll confess it as a part of our faith in a few minutes in the words of the creed. Light from light is what we'll say. We say it every week. Jesus is God coming from God. And so is light coming from light. We sing it every Christmas time. Whenever you sing, "O Come All You Faithful," there's a line in there that refers to Jesus as light from light eternal. And he gives us two promises to those who follow him. We see that in one verse that I want to point out to you, John 8:12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So there's two promises about Jesus being the light of the world and those who follow him. And that is, they will not walk in darkness. And the other is, they will have the light of life. So those are the things that are ours. Walking in light and having the light of life. And that comes from doing what he does. Following him, as it were. So to not walk in darkness, that's also fairly obvious. If you are in light, then you are not in dark. right? You go into a room that's dark, you turn on the light so you can be in the light instead of in the dark. Jesus is saying here that he is the light. So to follow him is to be in his light. To not follow him is to be out of his light or in the darkness. See, one of the things I'm hoping you're gaining here is you don't need a seminary degree to catch this. It's pretty straightforward. You follow me, you walk in the light of life, and you will not walk in darkness. That's the way it is. And you follow him by doing what he did. And he says also that we will have the light of life. Now, light, as you know, is a source of life. And you really can't have life without light. There are creatures that live in pretty dark places, but there's a little bit of light getting in, and that's where they get the life. And this time of the year, we can see it in the fall, when the leaves are changing. One of the reasons that they're changing is that the days are getting shorter, so there's less light, and the photosynthesis does not go on like it does in the summer, and so the colors change, and then they drop off, and there you are. There's not enough light for them to have life. Now, the tree usually survives, but that's good because they can do it again next year. But it's the leaves that are in the dark. The light of Jesus is the source of the life that only he can give. The more you follow Jesus, the more light you have from him. And the more light you have from him, the more life you will have from him. That's the key. The more you follow him, the more light you have from him, the more light you have from him, the more life you have from him. That's the key to living as a Christian. It's the key to ministry. It's the key to the way a church reaches its community. Ministry increases. There's more ministry that goes on when you see more of Jesus. Because all ministry comes from Jesus. Because all life comes from Jesus. The more you see and receive and know of Jesus, the more ministry will expand and multiply. It doesn't really come from anywhere else. It doesn't come from really creative ideas or new things or anything like that. It just comes from Jesus. And when you want more ministry, the first thing to do is to see more of Jesus, to have more of his light, and then keep walking in that. That's how it expands. So the question comes up, is how does that work? How does that work? And it's all lifestyle, which we've talked about from time to time in different angles. So I thought we'd do it again this morning. It's all a lifestyle of taking up the lifestyle that Jesus lives, which is worshiping God with all that we have, and then encouraging the fellowship, each other, with all that we have, and then reaching out to others as God directs. We used to have a shorthand for that. Anybody remember it?
Up in and out.
Up in and out. That's right. Up to God, into the fellowship, out to the world. Go to the head of the class once again, Bobby. Very good. Okay. Right. That's what it is. That's the lifestyle. The more you ask God for the power to pour everything you have into that, the more you see of Jesus and the more light you're in and the more ministry that flows from our time together in the fellowship. That's the source of all of it. As you take up that lifestyle, that rhythm, you have put yourself into the light of Christ. Now, I want to make one thing really explicitly clear as I can do it. As you take up the lifestyle and you put yourself in the light of Christ, it is not that you're putting yourself in the good graces of Christ. Because you are already there no matter what you do. There's no way out of the good graces of Christ. You don't work your way into the love of God, and you don't work your way out of the love of God. Jesus just loves you, and that's what it is, and that's all there is to it. You have it, and there you are. It's walking in the lifestyle of Jesus, where it's how we respond to that love. It's the light of Christ which increases as you take up the rhythms of Christ, where you can see and follow him. Now, the result of that is that we are the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He also said, you are the light of the world. When you follow Jesus, taking up those rhythms, you have the light of life, and that life spills over into others. It's infectious. Others will be drawn to Jesus because of the light of Christ that is within you. That's why Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Let me read to you from Matthew 5, 14 to 16, a little something from the Sermon on the Mount. And this is the paraphrase called The Message from Eugene Peterson. I think you'll find it helpful. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with all this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. See, that's us. You follow Jesus, and that's what happens. That's your calling, to be light in the darkness. And God calls each of us to be a light in the darkness. See, each of us is called. Each and every one of us has a calling. And God has put you right where you are, in the place that you are, in the history that you have. And in the middle of that, in your relationship with God, you are called to be that person in that family, in that place, with that history, to be a light to the world, to be a light in the darkness. In whatever way that happens. And that's that we can come to know that and respond to that and take it up and make it our lifestyle. You have a purpose and meaning by being a light in the darkness, by following Jesus, knowing that he loves you, and just saying, okay, wherever you want to go, I want to go. Learning or leaning on Jesus' power to do that, knowing that you are as valuable in the kingdom of God as anyone else. Absolutely, anyone else. When it comes to being a light in the darkness, you are absolutely as valuable as any other Christian who's ever lived. Because you are the light of the world, reflecting that light of Jesus, who is the light of the world. That light shines brighter when you put everything you have, heart, soul, mind, and strength, into worshiping God, encouraging one another, and reaching out however God asks you to do it. Now, just one word about reaching out, because I know that some of us are anxious, even embarrassed about reaching out to others. That's very, very understandable for several reasons. One of them is the picture we have of what it is to reach out, where you go all by yourself to somebody who's, a Satan worshiper or something or whatever, and you try to convince them on the spot right away to follow Jesus. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen, But what I'm saying is that that's not the norm. That's not what it is. When you are worshiping God with all you have and encouraging each other with all you have, then there'll be times when God says, you can be a light to this one. And not just you individually, but groups of us being light to others. Or this whole fellowship being light to others. Every way that this fellowship is visible to the community is a way in which we demonstrate how we are light over the darkness. Every time there's engagement with people in the community, the engagement is the light we have is in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. See, the key to all this is engagement. Engaging with God, engaging with each other, and engaging with the world. It's not trying to be convincing. It's not trying to be, clever. Whatever. It's engaging. Engaging out of the love of Jesus that's been poured into you and then goes through you. It's about relating to others in a very open and welcoming way, no matter who they are, how different they are from us. But it's doing it that way. Well, let me leave you with that, with the question that I often leave with you. What is God telling you personally right now about being the light? Being the light of Christ and being part of the light of the world. And then what step will you take because of what God tells you? Let it bubble up. Let it just run around in your heart. Let God clarify it so that you can walk in it all the days of your life. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the light of the world. We thank you that because of what you have done, we too are the light of the world. We ask that by your power and by your grace and by your mercy and by your love, we would shine. We ask that for the power and glory of your name. Amen.